Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Conviction is a significant word, isn't it? Have you ever been convicted of something so powerfully that it changed your life? Yesterday, I left you in chaotic Jerusalem with a huge crowd of people mesmerized by the disciple Peter and a brief but very powerful message he spontaneously gave, which explained the miracle of Pentecost to these stunned Jews who had come running from all directions, amazed and perplexed by what they heard and saw, according to Acts 2. Peter's stunning message concluded with this declaration: "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. Almighty God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." Acts 2, verse 36. Its meaning was abundantly clear to this huge crowd of Jews, most of whom were pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem for the Jewish Shavuot festival, also known as Pentecost. The long-awaited Jewish Messiah was declared by Peter and proven by God to be this Jesus of Nazareth, and they had crucified him. Furthermore, Peter declared God had proclaimed this Messiah Jesus to be Lord over all things and over everyone. Peter had declared that when resurrected Jesus had ascended to heaven, he was seated on his throne of glory in the position of all authority at the right hand of Almighty, Eternal, Holy God. And from that place of supremacy, Jesus had sent the Holy Spirit of God to Jerusalem to anoint these followers of Jesus who were speaking the gospel and glory of God in languages unknown to them, but known to these pilgrims. Suddenly, a deep conviction of the soul spread through this huge crowd. What do I mean by a conviction of the soul? Have you ever been convicted deep in your soul by the Holy Spirit of God? It means their long-held beliefs, their spiritual assumptions, their theological constructs were shaken to the core and found to be untrue, unreliable, unverifiable. Their thinking about God, about sin, about forgiveness, about acceptance and accountability before God must change radically. Jesus was God incarnate. God's living truth had been among them, and they had refused him, rejected him, abused and mocked and killed him. Oh, their conviction of the mind was staggering, and then it moved to conviction of the heart. Jesus had loved them, healed their sick, given sight to their blind, fed them when hungry, and been kind to their widows, orphans, and poor. God incarnate had humbled himself to serve them and help them, yet they had laughed at him, maligned him, denied and betrayed him, abandoned him, and even declared him demonically influenced, according to John chapter 8. Oh, their hearts were torn within them, their shame and grief nearly overwhelming. Jesus is supreme Lord over all, an ultimate judge, and they would one day stand face to face with him. Oh my, the conviction that bored deep into their soul. And so they cried out in anguish. The record says, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and cried out to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Acts 2:37. Conviction of the soul is a big deal, my friends, but sadly, increasingly, people will do anything to avoid it, excuse it, blame others, and run away from it. But for those few who lean into it, realizing that it is God loving them and drawing them to himself and to deliverance, they cry out to God for help. That's what happened here, at least to many of them in the crowd in Jerusalem on this day of Shavuot past Pentecost. Peter was led by the Holy Spirit to shout a clear, powerful response, which has resounded around the world in the centuries since, to any and every person who finds themselves in this same conviction of the soul. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Acts 2:38 and 39. Peter's words are clear, aren't they, my friends? Repent. It means declare the truth about yourself. You've been living a lie. You've turned your back on God and trusted more in yourself. You have elevated your soul above God by declaring your truth and values to be more important than God's truth and God's values. Repent means you reject that selfish, self-reliant, prideful path, and you turn toward God, declaring His truth to be true and His values to be right, and declaring Jesus to be the only one you trust with your life, the only one who can save you from your sin bondage and sin condemnation. Repent means you invite God to save you, to apply the full payment of Jesus' atonement death to your sin debt, and you invite God to draw you close to Himself, transforming you into a new person, reconciled to Holy God, adopted into His family. Then you receive the forgiving, saving, reconciled, adopting work of God into your life. As God does His life-transforming work in you, you will be born again by the Spirit of God, a new creation in Christ, John chapter 3 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5. No longer condemned by your sin, Romans 8:1, and assured that your eternal destiny is now confirmed to be spent with Jesus, John 5, verse 24. And Peter challenged those present who were experiencing this radical spiritual revival to then step forward and be publicly baptized. It gave them the opportunity to publicly declare their allegiance to Jesus Christ as Lord over every part of their lives. You and I are urged to follow the very same path when you sense the deep conviction of your soul and the draw of the Holy Spirit. So I have a question for each and all of us. Has this experience ever happened to you? How did you respond to your soul conviction of the Holy Spirit of God? In Jerusalem, that chaotic, glorious Shavuot day, the record says, those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Acts 2, verse 40 and 41. The convicting work of the Holy Spirit had moved like never before in that great city, Jerusalem. And a movement of the Holy Spirit of God began, which continues to our day, no matter where you live in this world. This was the launch of what Jesus had promised His disciples a few months before when they stood in the mayhem of Caesarea Philippi, surrounded by people lighting incense and worshiping man-carved idols. Jesus had said, "Upon this rock, truth, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail." Matthew 16:18. Here, in Jerusalem, the powerful truth about Jesus had convicted 3,000 people, and Jesus birthed His church. May I ask, are you part of this Holy Spirit-led Jesus movement, which began that Shavuot day in Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago? This weekend, will you be gathering with other Christ followers to declare that Jesus is your Savior and Lord? Will your children and grandchildren do the same, wherever they are scattered around the world? And will they do so because they learned of Jesus through you?